Hello. Hello, Esther. You're welcome to Study Life Podcast.
Thank you.
All right. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Study Life Podcast, and my name is Ugonna Wakuna. I am personally welcoming you to this brand new episode, and I am very much excited because it's not just me in the house today. I am co-recording with a great personality, somebody who I have watched at a distance, that have done great things, like she's been exploits, and I just feel and there was this leading that she would be the very best person to come on board to wrap up this great episode with us on Study Life Podcast. And if you're wondering who she is or probably who this great person is, don't worry, just keep it calm. You will know who she is shortly. But in the meantime, I would just encourage you to listen to the past few episodes to have a proper understanding as to what we have been talking about in recent time. And today, it's the finale of living impactful, like living an impactful life, because in this our generation, and there is need for you to help people get better, like teach people to do the right things part-time at certain course and certain circles. But then Esther is here to come open us up to these possibilities of living a life of impact. So let Esther introduce herself. Okay, please.
Alright, thank you very much, Femi. Hello, welcome. Study Life. I'm grateful to be on this podcast today.
And you're
my
welcome.
Name is Esther. My name is Esther Omo. And a brief introduction about myself. I am a life and relationship coach. I am a writer and author, a teacher of God's word, a co-founder and president of Arms of Love, an organization where we don't just run charity, we do ministry as well. Okay, so it's not just an NGO, it's a ministry where we reach out to the less privileged. And basically, for now, that's all I'll say.
There is more in that book. That's really awesome. It's really awesome to at least have these few things we can hold on to.
Yeah.
I know there is more, so much that's hidden, that you just want to just don't let me expose this to the world. Let's just keep it cool now. So it's really a great privilege to have you on board. Coupled with the fact that I think it was just a few days before the record date that I just notified you that, okay, please, I would like to get you on board for Steady Life Podcast, this and that. And as God will have it, here you are today. I really want to say thank you. Amongst the impromptu message, amongst your busy schedules, you've still been able to find time to come on board today. Thank you so much for that, Esther.
Right, thank you.
Yeah, and I think one thing that has really caught my attention as to why it ought to be you is that I've just looked closely. Who is it that I can actually make come on board to come wrap up this particular episode? Because I think we had 2 episodes previously as to impactful living. So there was need for me to at least beckon on somebody who I know have more insight, somebody who is actually living what I was actually talking about. So it's not a coincidence. It's not like I'm just out there thinking that who would really want to come talk about this thing. It has to be somebody who is actually living that life. So, and it's a great privilege to know that there is somebody who is young, vibrant, beautiful, brilliant, smart. I don't even know the word, but
okay.
Every good attribute that I look out for, you have those things to come on board to come wrap up this particular episode with us. And I don't take it for granted, not because of personal relationship, not because of the fact that I know you. I'm actually in awe of all of the great things you do. Thank you so much, Esther.
Yeah, I'm grateful. I am most grateful to be here. Like, I'm all most right. grateful to be here to share from this well of knowledge, okay? I can't drink from it alone, so I'm grateful to be here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the idea. We have great listeners across the globe, and I'm trusting that God would help us be able to communicate this value to them so that they would actually know what it means to live an impactful life. So it wouldn't just be that, okay, they would just come and hear these things and there would not be a way to implement these things. So I want you to be as simple as possible to communicate this truth to them so that anybody can actually listen to this and be able to implement it in their daily life. Because there are ways people can just catch the vibe, catch the words, and just like, this is awesome. And there would not actually be a way to implement it. But I just trust that through the help of the Holy Spirit, people would be able to live in the reality of these things.
Yeah.
So, talking about impactful living, what's your definition as to living an impactful life, a life of impact? What do you call that to be?
Okay, for me, impactful living, there's so much to say about impactful living. But then I would like to start on this note that there's a difference between living and existing. And although so many persons do not know that, I actually came to discover it recently that there's a clear difference, like a vast one, between living and existing. A person can exist and yet he doesn't live or he's not living. It might sound confusing, but please follow me. All right, to exist is to just be there, like you are there and they know you are there. You are not making impact, nothing. But then to live, a lot of persons might not get this, but let me say it. To live goes beyond taking in air, breathing the hair back, breathing it out back. That is what science people call you taking oxygen, you breathe out that dioxide. And then you walk about, you do your normal things, you are living, you are fine, you are healthy, you are not sick. Living is way beyond that. Every person that exists does that. But then living goes beyond all those things. Why is it so? To live is deep.
It's deeper than the normal phenomenon of just breathing.
Deep. You know, why it is deep is because there is a life. You know, the word living is coined from the word life.
There is a life.
And that life is not just everyone who exists that has that life. And that life is in the person of Jesus Christ. So for you to even live, like to live life, you must have the life. Okay? And then you must have Jesus.
Yeah.
Although a lot of persons might want to argue this, but scripture says in him we move and have our being. So you cannot have your being outside him. You cannot live outside him. You cannot impact life or live an impactful life outside him. Now, impactful living, before God created you and I, he had a picture in mind. He had something in mind. While he was creating me, there was something he had in mind, which is obviously different from yours, Femi. So
it's
the same with every other person. So it didn't just bring everyone here and say, oh yeah, go and exist, go and occupy space, go and live, go and impact the world. So to have an impactful living is that you are in a sphere, you are in an environment, and then the people around you find value from your being there. Wow. Such that even when you are no longer there, the value still remains with them. You are not living their lives and going with the values. You are living with them and you are adding values. So when you are no longer there, your own presence is not there, but your values are there. And then it's not just when we talk about value, you are not talking about the negative things, the negative tags. You're talking about value, you're talking about something that is of worth. You understand? Something positive. So impactful living is you being in an environment and then you are adding value. Unfortunately, a lot of persons have limited impactful living to having material resources to give out. You know, I go out every morning with a big sack and then I'm giving out to the beggars. That's impactful living for some persons. That kind of life is not bad in itself, but it is still
there is more to it.
It's a one-way thing. No, it shouldn't be just God. Our God is not a stereotypic God. You can't just be giving out arms and say you are living impactful. It's not just that. Impactful living could, your impact can be felt in your words. Spending 2 minutes with someone, I just learned this recently that every time I spend with someone is special, very special. So within that 5 minutes I'm with that person, what value can I add? That's impactful.
So just like we're talking now, sorry to interrupt you, so just like we're talking now, I already feel like you're adding value to me already.
Oh my God. Of course, it should be like that. That's why I'm always grateful. I couldn't just turn it down because it was an impromptu, because it's an impactful. If I don't share from the word, then I'm not impacting people. So that's what it should be. Unfortunately, a lot of persons, get so busy that they feel, I'm too busy, I can't handle this right now. I'm too busy, I can't talk to that person. I'm too busy, I can't do that. I'm too busy. No, you can't be too busy to impact lives. Then what's the essence of your living?
Wow.
Okay, yeah, so let me stop it. I don't know if I've done justice to that definition.
Actually, you have done even way beyond justice. One thing I've realized is that many are times where we try to keep to ourselves instead of at least just have 2 minutes, like you said, 2 minutes conversation with somebody. It might just have a way of just striking a chord in somebody and making them even live their best version.
Yeah. Because you know, most times, sorry to cut you there.
Right,
you know, most times, those 2 minutes, 3 minutes discussion, for some persons, it's senseless. But then there are needs. People have needs every day. It's not just need of what to eat, what to wear. It could be an emotional need. It could be a spiritual need. And then that 5 minutes is meeting that need. You think that person will not be eternally grateful to you? So a lot of persons just limit what they can do to what they have, like substance. Material things rather than look inward, depth. Yeah.
Wow. That's really awesome. That's really awesome. So I just trust that our listeners are already catching the rhema and they can actually know that it was worth it to bring Esther. But
oh my God, Femi, can you just stop doing that?
No, actually it's the reality, but I don't know. That's just how it is. It's the truth. I must actually commend you for that definition. Thank you, Esther. So another thing I was actually thinking we could actually shed more light to is the price to live an impactful life. Does it really come at a particular cost? Is there a particular way a person would configure his or her life to be before he or she can live an impactful life? Like, is there a particular approach? Yeah, let me put it that way. Is there a particular approach to living an impactful life?
Okay, I think the moment you ask the question, like, the first thing I want to deal with is the price. It says there a price one has to pay.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me start with that before I move to the approach part.
Definitely.
Okay, when I started my definition on impactful living, I talked about a life that is embedded in Jesus. Now, the price one has to pay to start living impactful is that you take everything that is self, everything that is you, like naturally, you know, a natural man is selfish.
Self-centered.
Natural man is very selfish. He wants a good something.
Everything for me.
Everything about him is him, himself, and him.
Exactly.
You understand? So, with that, you cannot make impact. For you to have that mindset that it is just me, you cannot make impact, because when a person has an emotional need, you can't feel him. You think about yourself. What time will you have to even think about that person? So the life of Jesus breaks your will, takes away that selfishness. That is the price you have to pay, dropping your will.
Wow.
Yeah, because I had to, at a point when we started Arms of Love, I was still a student. Like,
quickly, before you tell us about, just quickly give us like a 10 or 15 seconds brief as to what Arms of Love is, because you're about to tell us something about Arms of Love. So just give us the background.
All right, Arms of Love. Okay. What we see as NGO today, an NGO, we give out some stuff, but then Arms of Love is way beyond an NGO. It's a ministry on its own. But generally what we do is that we meet the needs of people, both spiritual, emotional, and then the physical needs of people. Spiritually, we reach out to the lost, people who are lost through the gospel. We go out for outreaches and then we talk to people, we meet their spiritual needs, those who are lost in the world. We talk to them, preach Jesus, we give them Jesus, and then they give us, they give Jesus back their soul. So then their emotional needs, there are organizations who are ready to support us with spiritual books that will help people, spiritual books, motivational books, inspirational books to help some person's emotional needs. And then we also do some kind of one-on-one mentoring, mentorship, and discipleship, and the rest of that. And for physical needs, of course, it's the food, the clothes, and then the money and other material things to meet their physical needs. So basically, that's what we're doing.
Wow, this is awesome. Like, this is literally awesome. Wow, I can actually be happy because I have in one way or the other be a part of this, so I know what it really feels like to live amongst people that are actually impacting life. so I'm happy. So please go ahead. Sorry to cut you short before.
I hope I can get my way back to where I was saying before.
Yeah, you were trying to tell us about something that before you started.
Before we started in 2019, we actually started 2019. There was really nothing. Now I'm talking about yourself. You have to drop it.
Exactly.
Now I was a student. God gave me the vision, and then He brought in a very good friend of mine, a sister. I'm very sure she will listen to this podcast. Princess, shout out to you. So
wow.
we became partners. So, but first He gave it to me, and then He gave it to her. And what He gave us, I had nothing. I could see myself, an orphan who doesn't have parents, who barely feeds, who squats with men in school. I didn't squat with ladies. I squatted with men. In fact, I had to squat with some persons, about 4 to 5 persons, and the rest of that. It was difficult. Then how can God now give me, that don't have money,
nothing,
that don't have parents, that could barely feed, such vision to go and be feeding people? Who does that? You know, I could think about myself first. I could literally place myself above others, above that vision that, no, God, you have not settled me yet. When I'm settled, I will settle others. No, it doesn't work it doesn't work like that. For you to impact lives, you have to just, even if it's not working for you, make it work for others.
For others.
Yes. So your own self-will, your desires, everything, that is the first price that comes with impactful living. Everything that has to do, you know, your time. The time you should spend doing certain things, enjoying yourself and all of that, you don't have it to yourself as much as you usually have, because now you have to impact life. So you have to share that time. Then your money, it's not everything now that belongs to you. You have to share it. You know, your resources, your knowledge, the things you are gaining from the Word of God, from spiritual books, they are not just for your consumption. You know, you begin to share. That's what impactful living, that's the price that comes with it. Nothing is 100% yours anymore. That's the first price. Your desire, your will, everything, it drops. And a natural man cannot do it, like I said. So the first step to having such this thing is when you come in contact with the person of Jesus, it will just take away that. It takes away that that natural selfish desire. So that is the price, basically. So I've summed up every other thing.
But can I ask a very genuine question?
Okay, please do.
Yeah, there are certain people that don't actually feel the need for. I'm not speaking from a perspective of an atheist now. I believe in God. I believe in Christ.
Okay.
But you know, there are certain folks that just believe that they would naturally impact people even outside of Christ.
There are some persons who believe that.
But what may I would stand for is that there is the place of Christ just makes you more genuine and from a heart that would actually empathize with others. Because if you are trying to do charity from a standpoint of you just wanting to help, aside the Christ factor, aside the God factor, it wouldn't cost you anything, because you are doing from your abundance, like you're doing from the so many things you have, as compared to somebody who, like you said, even needs those services he or she's rendering to others. So that's what.
Okay, Femi, let me help you there.
Okay, yeah.
No, like when I was talking earlier, I mentioned purpose, that when God created everyone, He had a purpose in mind. Trust me, nobody will know what God had in mind when creating outside God. You cannot know that purpose when you are not aligned with it. How will you go and tap from the mind of God when you are not related to Him? You don't have a relationship with Him. You don't understand. Purpose is different from passion. I've seen so many people tell me, like, Esther, I really like what you are doing. Someday I have this passion for orphans, and I want to open orphanage one of these days. Let me join you people so I can. I said, okay, no problem. Now, these persons, now, if you check very, that might not be what God has called them to do. They just have that passion, you know, to do this thing. Now, it's why it is good to do it. You definitely, it will not impact the lives that God would want you to impact if you are doing it outside God. Now, let me put it like this. There is, you cannot use another man's audience to influence lives.
That's true.
God has a specific audience for you to impact life. Now, if you are doing something outside God, okay, because you don't believe he exists, you don't believe he has a son, and so you feel anything you do, you are impacting life. My dear, you can do it out of the abundance of your, you know, this thing. They will appreciate it, but it will not hold water. It will not hold water compared to you are aligned with God. And I want to use this opportunity. I want to use this opportunity to invite you to Jesus. Like, if you have been taking too long to accept him, you need him now, because without him, trust me, all you will be doing is you will just be you'll be doing good works. You'll just be doing good works and you just be existing. And people, at the end of the day, people be like, no, this person. No, impactful living is what I want. The chord I want to strike here now is impactful living is beyond giving material things. It is beyond it. Now, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ because you don't believe in him, please, when you and somebody sit down to discuss for 5 minutes, I believe probably highest value you can give the person might be in the area of business, and anything you will say will not even have scriptural backup because you are not related to God. In quotes, probably in the line of politics, if people can just discuss political issues, economical meltdown, you will not discuss anything that will add value to the life of that person, because one, you don't have a relationship with Jesus. So how can you even? There is a well inside of every man in Christ. There is a well. Tell me if you remember, I told you earlier, there is a well. There is a well. So we dig from it. So if your own well is still shut because you have not given Jesus the key, you have not given him access to your life, there's no way you can impact people. So don't just let's not limit it to giving material things only. It's not just that. A poor man, like someone who is poor in material things, can impact his world, the people around him, through the well inside of him, the well of knowledge. It could be that what he gives is words of wisdom, advices, counsel. So it's way beyond giving material things. So for those of you listening to me, you don't have a relationship with God because you feel or you believe he doesn't exist, please, he does. Because if he's not existing, you will not be existing.
Exactly.
He's the one that gave you the life. So if he's not existing, even you cannot exist. The world itself will not exist. So let's forget all this science rubbish that the world started with one small tiny something that everything blew open. Or we came from one old ape. They taught us some about these jargons in secondary school. We believe until we came to the knowledge of the truth. I just believe, or I hope that you that is listening to me now, you have an understanding that impactful living goes beyond giving out something. So even if you don't have a relationship with God, please start having it now, because it's the only one that will put you on track. At the end of the day, you might realize that what you have been doing so far has not been what God intended for you. And then the weight of influence it is supposed to have, it's not having it. You just do it for those people. They tell you thank you, they clean their mouth and they go. They don't even remember you have done something for them. But when you are aligned with God's purpose, if you add that thing to it, it will carry more weight.
Exactly. Yeah, carry more weight.
Yeah. So we were saying something before you interrupted me, Femi.
Yes, it was you. You were talking about the fact that Arms of Love, how you came about doing so much, somebody trying to be a part of the whole thing, but because the person wasn't actually carrying the person was just doing it out of passion, not out of the vision
God has given you. Yeah, I think where we started from was the price a person has to pay.
Yes.
So, and which is dropping yourself. Will your desires, what comes to you naturally as a very good thing, you put others first before your own. That is the price it has to pay. And because you're a natural person, it doesn't come to you naturally until you submit to the lordship of Jesus Christ. And that is when it will be easy for you to put others' needs before yours. That's basically the price that comes with it. So you don't have to just do things, give alms, and then you believe you have done it. It may not hold water if you are to stand before the judgment seat of God.
that's beautiful. That's perfect.
So
I think I have my own personal experience in so many ways, like what it means to be able to put one's desire aside and to meet other people's needs. There are times it would just mean that you are sacrificing your own your all just to ensure that someone else is all right,
someone else is actually getting good. Yeah, that one is not bad in itself, but my emphasis is that it should be inside Christ. You know how beautiful it is, you give somebody food to eat, and then you still, you not only meet that person's physical need by giving him food to eat, you still meet his spiritual need by bringing him to Jesus. It's a double-fold impact.
Because all of these things I couldn't possibly do before. It was just talking from a perspective of somebody who had just been just living life averagely. It is a hard thing to do, to sacrifice, to just let go of yourself and put others first. It's very hard. The place of Christ just helps you to do those things freely, even without having to think about it or anything, and that's really awesome. So what do you think is the approach? Now you've talked about the price to pay to live an impactful life, talking about selflessness, not being self-centered. Yes, that's the word. Not putting yourself as like me all the time. So now the approach or the pathway to it, do you think it's something that anybody can just begin to tread on, or it is designed for some certain person?
Okay, for the approach. Now, the approach, okay, I would just speak a little from what I said earlier. The first approach to living an impactful life, like I earlier said, is to, you know, come to the person who has actually made you. You know, like I said before, when God created everyone, he had a purpose in mind, and it differs with everybody. So for me to live an impactful life, I need to know that area of strength, because there are so many people that do plenty things today that they like. They just like to be everywhere. Music, they are there. Fishing, they are there. Drama, they are there. You know, charity, they are there. Like, they are just everywhere. They are everywhere. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Okay, nobody is disputing that with anybody, but there is an area of strength that God has given each and every one of us, and that is where our purpose will find expression. Now, the first approach to living an impactful life is to have a relationship with God, such that the relationship will open us up to the area of strength he has given us. It will open us up to those specific areas God wants us to function on earth. Now, relationship with God, for so many people, it's going to church, having a regular church pattern, like you don't miss Bible study, you don't miss
religious routine.
Thank you. You don't miss Sunday school, you don't miss choir practice. It goes beyond that. For some person, they say, thank God though. You that you are saying thank God you have quiet time, it's more than that. Okay. So for some persons, my quiet time is 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. So anything outside that time, they don't have time for God again. Relationship with God should be such that God can intrude into your privacy. Where you want to eat your breakfast, and God tells you, don't worry, drop that food, I want to fellowship with you today. And you don't argue. You don't begin to struggle in your spirit and like, hey, God, no, now, this food is delicious. You don't get. That's the level you have a relationship with God. That you are sleeping, you've been busy all through the day, and he comes and says, I want to fellowship with you. Such kind of relationship that is so cordial, the same way most of us call our lovers, and we spend hours. In fact, we can call them anytime. Imagine you just finished talking to somebody now that you're in a relationship with, and in the next 5 minutes you're calling the person again. Please, what do you want to say again? You know, something like that you have this closeness, and every second, every minute, it guides your step, and it opens you up to see so many things he has embedded on the inside of you. So the first approach is having a relationship with God. And then number two, you know, when God gives us visions, he gives us provision for the vision. But a lot of time people run after the provision, they leave the vision. You pursue the provision, which every one day the provision will finish, your eye will open. So he expects that we live out the plans he has given us. Okay, this is your purpose. I want you to function in the area of evangelism, so winning. And then you say, oh, glory be to God. And in a month, you don't go out for evangelism at all. You are waiting for that set time. You know, a lot of persons do that. They wait for a set time. before they begin to manifest. While we started Arms of Love, God gave us a picture, and the picture is even a far cry from what we're actually doing now. But we won't say, let's wait until that time.
Yeah, let's just get going.
Let's wait when we have a big secretariat, when we have a big boss that we convey everybody, when we are going for outreach, when we have this and that. If we wait for that time, the provision may never come. But then we started somewhere, and then gradually God is taking us to where we need to be. So while God makes the provision for that vision, it is important, another approach is that you start walking. You start walking. God does not give you something and he expects you that you sleep on it. He expects us to walk with it. Even Bible says, faith without work is dead. You cannot be believing God that this thing will impact life and that you are not doing anything. You are just there. You are waiting for, you know, one very funny excuse we people use today is there's no money. If I see money now, see, I will finish all this thing. You don't need to wait for money because he has made a provision. And the provision will come through men. So the approach is to start. And then that's the next approach, to start. Then when you start, it is important that you share with vision carriers. You know, when God was telling Habakkuk, he said, write the vision. Make it plain so that the people that we see is we run with it. So there are people and they are part of God's provision for that purpose, for that particular thing you are doing, that we run, that we help you run with that. I don't know if you're with me, if you get
what I am.
I don't know if our listeners are also with us.
Definitely.
So there are people who will run with you. They will not fall from heaven. No. It is part of the work you have to do to prayerfully select them. Yeah, to prayerfully select them. When God gave us Arms of Love, and as I pray, I say, God, this thing is bigger than me. Till tomorrow, I still tell God, I say, God, this thing is bigger than me. But I know that you will not give me something that I don't have capacity to carry.
Exactly.
So at some point, I started praying, and the first person that came to my mind was Princess. So I had to put a call across one of those days. We spoke and talked. And that was how we started. And then prayerfully, whenever we pray like that, we post our flyers. People just come, hey, I want to be a part of this. That was how Femi too came into Arms of Love. So it was prayerfully incorporated. So that was how people started coming. People provision. So for you to be able to make impact, there is, you know, a lot of persons feel like, but should be this thing is my thing, I should be able to do it alone. Okay, as much as you might be correct, you cannot just do everything alone
all by yourself.
There are specific aspects that you would need gifted men. You will need men of influence that are greater than yours, and hence to help you navigate through those paths. So while God has given you the provision, you need to do a deliberate work, an intentional work that is making it work, and an intentional decision to make that vision work, an intentional decision to impact lives. And then you meet people who are vision carriers who will help you run with the vision. So you don't just sit down and say, if they cannot see what I'm doing and come and join me, they should stay there. Some persons can think like that. But then there are certain people God will lead you to that will make the journey easier. So you need to bring these people in. You tell them about the vision. You will be surprised that the day you are going to them, it will look like you guys have discussed before. That's God doing the work. You'll be like, wow, I've been wondering, when am I going to be a part of this? So they have been thinking about it. They don't want to come. They were actually waiting for you to take that step. You understand? Yeah. And you can only know that it's in their mind, or God has put it there, when you have a relationship with God and God tells you, go and meet that person. You understand it now. So
I do.
That's also another approach. And then another one, I don't know if it could be the last one I would share, is having a spiritual guide, like a spiritual father or a mentor, someone who would help you, someone who would guide you. You know, scripture says that in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So if you feel like, after all, it's my own, maybe it's me that want to impact life, what concern him inside? Maybe it's me that want to do this. Is it not my own personal something? Fine, it's your personal something, but there are certain things that God would not reveal to you. it could be that the state of your heart at that moment is not aligned. It could be an emotional problem. And if God is talking, he knows that if I'm talking, there are so many voices this person is hearing now. Then God just uses your mentor or your spiritual guardian to give you that. You know, it was it Elisha that he prayed for one of those women, she gave birth, and along the line she died, the baby died. And then when she came, said, God has done something and he did not tell me. There was a place in the Bible and the woman came running to him that, this child you have given me is dead. But before she could say that what the problem was, Gehazi was trying to push her away, that, go away, you this woman. Elisha said, no, something is wrong and God has not told me. As powerful, a man that had double portion. Can you imagine God doing something and he did not, there was, like, he didn't sense it. He couldn't catch it until the woman came. So there are certain things we might not be able to sense, might not be able to pick. And then God is telling us, he's expecting that we would have picked it. But the condition of our heart at the moment is not right. Then it comes through our guidance, our counselors, to tell us, okay, this is how you do it. But I want us to do the last arms of love. One of my spiritual father called me, said, have you done this? Unfortunately, that day, so today we prayed. Myself and Princess, we prayed for about 3 hours that night. And then he called me. He said he was also praying at night, and then God began to tell him some things. Now, he asked me certain questions. I was even giving him negative reply most of the questions he asked. He said, okay, do it like this, do it like this, do it like that. Tell your people to come early. Let's do evangelism. Let's do prayer. You know, for me personally, I wouldn't have seen it as something. After all, we have cuckoo pray. We have covered everybody. But then there was need for other things to be done. It's not his vision, it's not his impact though. But then God used him to help us tread the right path. And some time ago I said something, I posted on my WhatsApp, said, it was like the day you get a mentor under God. Because a lot of persons run after secular people. The moment you get a mentor under God, that day your destiny, the journey to your destiny fulfillment starts. Because these persons help you navigate through life under God. You see, the emphasis under God. So that is what happens to everyone who wants to make an impact for living. So this, now you might be looking at that, this person has said so much, especially on that spiritual, I don't know, physical approach. Personally, I've shared my own personal experience, so I don't know of any other approach. So if there are any other approach, I believe that Femi will do justice to that. But personally, I've done my bit from personal experience. So basically, that's it.
Actually, you've actually hit the hammer on the nail. There's little to nothing I can say. Like, there's little not next to nothing I can say. You've done justice to it all. I can actually remember the kind of life I was living. So before I totally submitted myself to the Lordship of Christ, it was more like a one-way traffic. And most of the things I find joy in that makes me think I was actually living my best life was because I know I was blessed with the skill. So I just do all of those things, but in the real sense, it wasn't a life of impact. I was just believing because I have a skill. I was doing well, I was doing fine, getting to meet people. But I got to a point in my life where I totally submitted all things to Christ, coming under his total lordship. And it was a new shift for me because so many things that I would never had imagined never, I could do.
Yes,
so many things I never would have believed it was part of the
part
things
of the
God
things
was
you
calling
had.
Me for.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All of those things now begin to surface out. And even one of the things was even the podcast, the live conferences and all of those things. Because one of the ways through which you find fulfillment is in understanding our position with Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So many people will end up losing so much of the things God really wants them to do if they don't come to that point they find
so much
in Christ.
So much.
So some persons just feel like, oh, because I could do this, that's just all to me. No, there is literally more to you than just the one thing you think you can do outside of Christ.
Yeah.
So I would just encourage you, just like our guest Esther Moaz rightly said, coming to the submission of Christ, the place of knowing Christ experientially, is one of the ways through which you would live impactful. And so many people have reached out to me in time past when I was in Christ and when I am, because I am still in Christ. They had made me understand that, oh, dude, tell me what you're doing is nice. Keep it up. I actually love this. I love that you're doing. Just roll on with it. So all of these things are just pointers to making you know that you're doing something that is right. It might not be physically spelled out to you. You might not be getting those things like on a steady note. But then there are one person or two persons that actually blessed by just doing the right thing, not by going out of your own. How do I explain this now? Not by you forcing it to happen. But once you are in Christ, living impactful is natural. It will just come naturally. You don't have to fake it. You don't have to force it. People would naturally just want to be around you and learn from you.
Yeah, that's one thing. Sorry, Femi. Let me just have to. You said talking about you don't have to force it. Now let me just make emphasis on that. Now the fact that you are in Christ does not mean you can just enter into any faith and it works. Because after all, I'm in Christ, so anything I do now is impactful, is purposeful.
No.
No, for some persons whom I want to be thinking in that direction. And so, so it's not just that you just enter into it. Or another thing is, you know that there is a phase God is taking you to. Like I said earlier, that there is a particular stage God wants you to get, but then he wants you to start somewhere. But some persons don't have that patience. They just want to open that door by force. And imagine you open a door by force, it will slam in your face, like it comes with a shock and with a pain. So by the time you are trying to force something, okay, I just gave my life to Jesus today, so I believe I'm in the music ministry, let me start singing a song. Come on. It doesn't work like that. So a deliberate relationship, a good working relationship with God, will gradually take you to that phase. There's a phase of preparation. Yeah, God begins to prepare you, all of these arms of love package. God had to prepare me first by making me an orphan. I could have parents and then I do it. There are people who have parents who are doing this thing. But particularly for me, he needed to teach me dependence on him first. Trust in him first. So if I go out and I meet fellow orphans and they are doing, I've met a lot of them that complained a lot. Some of them wanted to drop out, and Holy Spirit told me, talk to that girl. She has dropping out in her mind. And I called her, how are you doing? How is everything? What's your next plan? She just said drop out. I said, sit down, dear. What is wrong with you? And not like she was an orphan, no, not like she only lost her mother and she was fed up of life. Nice. So God had to take me through all those rigorous challenges so that by the time I am, it's a preparation. So by the time I am coming out on the other side of the fence, I won't be saying something that does not have life. Because the life in what I will say comes from the experience that I've had. So a lot of persons just feel like, once I've entered Jesus Christ, it will just go straight. It doesn't just go straight. Consistent relationship. You just keep asking him, God, what do you want me to do for life? In what way do you want me to function on earth? And before you know it, it could take you a year, and then you know it. And you can know it within the first few weeks of your relationship, but then you cannot just go into it until it prepares you for it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so there is a system. It has a system. God is not a magician. So there is a system. There's a way these things happen. There are some persons that feel like, see my mate at 24, see what he has achieved. No, me too, I must achieve something. After all, it's the same Jesus we are serving. And they begin to do things that they have not been called to do. Because they feel they just have the ability to do better. It shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like your consistent work with God will help you to understand. Like I said earlier, you cannot make influence, you cannot impact life with another man's audience. If you did not know anything, if you don't remember anything from the whole conversation, just know that you cannot impact lives using someone else's audience. Okay. So God will give you your own audience after he has prepared you for them. So you cannot just come and give what you don't have. Abi Femi, can you do that? He will give you all those. He has given you raw materials. He will refine them so that by the time you are giving them out, it will have life. It will meet needs. Yeah. So that's it.
Well, it's just as though you know we'll end this conversation, but you know, there is more. Just like Esther said, there is more from where these words are coming in. And honestly, Esther, I must really just, I'm even much more grateful that to have you on board, because it was a plan that has been orchestrated by God, actually. You've really shed more light as to living impactful more than I can possibly think of. And thank you so much, Esther. I really want to say thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of myself and the rest of the audience, we are saying thank you together. Thank you.
All right. Thank you too for having me.
So one last thing, how can people reach out to you if there is need for, if persons just feel like, oh, I just want to talk to that lady, how can we reach her? So is there any way through which people can reach you?
Yes.
If you do happen?
Yeah, you can reach me through my contact and then my social media handle. Okay, so I think what we'll do is this, Femi, I'll give you my social media handle and my contact number. So you can tag it along with the...
The body of the...
Yeah. So
about,
whoever wants to reach to just, I think it's better that way.
Wow. My two ends are up just to just to say obey and just to respect those words that are coming out from your bowel. Thank you so much, princess. Thank you so much.
Did you call me princess? Oh my god.
Oh my god. there's which other one is greater than princess? I think queen Abby. That is queen now. Alright, thank you so much, Queen.
Alright, thank you.
Alright, pardon me. So, and now we've come to the end of today's episode, and I just want to thank you once again, Esther Omoh. Thank you so much for doing justice to Living Impactful. I honestly can't thank you enough. And to all of our listeners that have taken our time to listen from inception up until the end of this particular episode, even from the very episode that talks about Living Impactful, we humbly want to say thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. And one thing I would want you to know for sure is everything you are listening on Steady Life Podcast is aimed at helping you be the best version of yourself. So don't begin to see yourself as somebody who can live impactful. You just have to start from the place of knowing Christ, and then it prepares you for what he wants to see you become. So that willingness to be submissive and to take out self-centeredness is there for the process to living a life of impact. And Esther has really done so much justice to today's episode, and even myself, I'm blessed. How much more you? So please, if there's need for you to reach out to her, I will drop every of her contact details on this particular bio, so you can reach out to her and just, if it's a shout out or something, just do well to acknowledge that. And we've come to the end of today's episode of Steady Life Podcast. My name is Ugonawa Kono Oluwafemi. I want to wish you a happy Sunday and enjoy the rest of your week. Bye for now. Yeah.